Last year, whistleblowers said that patients were dying because they didn't have access to medical care at the nation's Veterans Affairs hospitals, and that officials at some hospitals were falsifying reports to make it look like wait times weren't as bad as they really were. The scandal led to the resignation of Veterans Affairs Chief Eric Shinseki, and changes to the VA hospital system were later implemented. That included the ability for veterans to choose private medical care if they fit certain criteria. VPR's Charlotte Albright has been reporting on the VA hospital in White River Junction, Vermont, and we've called on her for an update a year into this story. Charlotte, remind us how Vermont was doing when this news broke a year ago.
When the news broke, the epicenter of the national scandal was in Phoenix, Arizona. So that's a long way from Vermont in so many ways. Phoenix at that point said that they were getting patients in 27 days seen, but in fact it was more like 115 days and they were falsifying those records. Here at White River Junction, we were getting patients in. 90% of them were getting in, seen in some way within 30 days, and a lot with more immediate needs were getting seen sooner than that. And an audit post-Phoenix actually verified all that. So for the whole time, White River Junction was well within those parameters.
And Charlotte, how about now? What are wait times like now?
Wait times are still around that, although, you know, it's hard to measure how much better they are than that. I mean, they're just being asked to show, are you getting 90% in with 30 days? I think there is some indication that they're doing, some people are getting, you know, seen within 14 or 15 days. So in general, I have not heard, and I would be hearing by now after all these reports I've done from veterans about wait times. That's not their complaint.
What is their complaint?
Some of them complain that White River Junction is at some distance from where they are and that the community clinics, for example, one in Chittenden County, don't really offer them the full services that they'd get from White River Junction. And that's something that the director of the White River Junction Center, Deborah Amder, has been trying to solve. In other words, bringing the community clinics more services to them. And she's been succeeding to some extent.
Can you describe how she has been succeeding? What is being done?
Well, a couple of things have happened at White River Junction, I would say independent of the scandal, but they just happened to help the problem. For example, White River Junction opened a women's health center. Not every VA hospital has one of those. And as you know, a lot of our service people are women. So that's helping them. We also have, unlike many hospitals, a PTSD center, a national one for research. So folks with PTSD are getting better coordinated care at the White River Junction and Center. And also, Deborah Amder, the director, has been beefing up her staff. She's been adding people to it as gaps show up. And because, for example, PTSD is showing up, she's added a neurologist. She's also adding primary care physicians at White River Junction. And that's not easy because, as you can imagine, there is competition for medical employees when you are situated so close to the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, which probably pays better. But she has been adding staff. And then post-scandal, the federal government threw $6 million our way. That's out of a total $10 billion was a result of a recent law in August, and she's using that money to add mental health staffers in some of those community settings. So she's trying to spread it out across the state.
Charlotte, one of the other changes that was made to the VA healthcare system in the last year was the ability for veterans to get private medical care through the VA healthcare system. And my understanding is that this is for vets who live more than 40 miles away from a Veterans Affairs hospital. How many Vermonters have chosen to get this kind of private care?
Surprisingly few. It's available to about 27,000 veterans, I'm told, by White River Junction. And since August, only about 330 on the Vermont side of the river have used those so-called choice cards to access care outside the VA. In New Hampshire, there are more because the mileage rule is different there. New Hampshire doesn't have a full service center as we do. So New Hampshire and Hawaii and Alaska got sort of an exemption. And in New Hampshire, you only have to live farther than 20 miles. So those folks are using the cards. But in Vermont, not so many.
Why do you think so few?
Well, of course, the White River Junction people would like to say it's because they're happy, right? They like the doctors they've got. And it is, think about, I mean, even you and I would prefer not to switch a doctor if we've already been seen by that person. So that's one possibility. I think the other possibility is, I don't know the last time you tried to make an appointment for general checkup, but the wait times in the private sector can be longer than the 30 days that the VA is boasting about. So, I mean, I think it really has to do with driving distance. By the way, the rule also applies if you haven't been able to get an appointment within 30 days. So it's about timing as well as driving.
Charlotte, VPR reported in December that Vermont veterans at a public forum that was sponsored by the VA hospital said they were, by and large, really happy with the care they were getting. The medical care was excellent, but some of them reported a need for better customer service at the VA hospital. Have you heard about the VA responding to that at all?
Yes, I have. Part of it has to do with a phone system. Like a lot of medical providers, the VA sometimes shops out its phone calls to call centers in other parts of the state, and those people might not be as responsive or knowledgeable about eligibility and other things that a veteran who is in need of quick care needs. So they've been trying to improve their communication more than medical care, I'd say. Who communicates with veterans? How quickly can they get a call back? Does one part of the VA center have sort of the same waiting times as another? That has been a red flag. And a lot of turnover in nursing has also been a red flag. So sometimes you don't get the same nurse each time you call. Deborah Amder, the director, admits that there's a high turnover in nursing staff, which is another problem altogether. But she has vowed to create a phone system and a communication system that is more consistent across the board.
Charlotte, what's next in your reporting on the VA system?
Well, one of the other things that I think is improved access that the VA is doing pretty well that perhaps the private sector might want to emulate is telehealth. That is, if you, let's say you've got a knee operation and you need some follow-up visits, and obviously with a knee operation, you may not be able to travel to the VA over and over again for all kinds of follow-up care. They will hook you up with a television set in your home. And they will put doctors on that set. They will take a look at your knee in that way. They will tell you how to do exercises. They will watch you do exercises. This is all pretty cutting-edge telehealth, and the VA is doing more and more of that. That's a story I'm really interested in. Medical records is another interesting story. There are people in the private medical sector who say they wish their medical record systems were as good, as robust as the VA. So it's something I think I'm going to follow over time.
That's VPR Charlotte Albright. She's been reporting on the Veterans Affairs Health System for Vermont. Charlotte, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.